Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
And the worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. They'll eat your guts and spit them out. And when your bones begin to rot, the worms remain, but you do not. So don't ever laugh as a hearse goes by, for someday you'll be next in line. And when death brings his cold despair, ask yourself, will anyone care?
Macabre may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Going forward, I'm going to be reading a lot of FBI documents to really do the events leading up to that final morning justice. So bear with me. There's going to be a lot of reading from the report to give you some details that kind of only they knew at that time. It's kind of cool to see, too, that, you know, you're kind of dipping into the past by looking at some of this. And like we had mentioned in the last one as well, these links will be in the show notes. If you want to take a look, there's hundreds of archived pages on them both. So I highly recommend taking a look at that. Again, viewer discretion is advised with some of the images that they have. All right. So here we go. We're going to start reading from the FBI reports now. So, quote, on January 16th of 1934, so we have reached the last year, five prisoners, including Raymond Hamilton, who was already serving a sentence totaling more than 200 years because of the things he's done. Oh, yeah. Were released from the Eastham State Prison farm at Waldo, Texas, by Clyde, accompanied by Bonnie. Two guards were shot by the escaping prisoners with automatic pistols that had been previously concealed in a ditch by Barrow. As the prisoners ran, Barrow covered their retreat with bursts of machine gun fire. Among the escapees were Henry Methvin of Louisiana. He will come into play later, just so you know. Account from April 1st, 1934. Bonnie and Clyde encountered two young highway patrolmen near Grapevine, Texas.
I guess you could say they heard it through the grapevine. Sorry, that was a really low-hanging fruit thing.
That just shows our age.
I know.
Good song. Anyway, the report goes on to say, before the officers could draw their guns, they were shot. On April 6th, just 5 days later, 1934, a constable at Miami, Oklahoma, was mortally wounded by Bonnie and Clyde. The criminals also abducted and wounded a police chief. It goes on to say, although the FBI had jurisdiction solely on the charge of transporting a stolen automobile, the efforts of the Bureau agents were vigorous and relentless. Every clue was followed with wanted notices, with fingerprints, photographs, descriptions, criminal records, and other information were then distributed to all officers. Anything that we had on the cases were being distributed. Agents followed the trail through many states and into various haunts of the Barrow gang, particularly Louisiana.
That's my kryptonite word.
There's so many words, and I'm like, okay, I really tried to get the pronunciations down as well for some of these places. And so that is the one thing. I think it was like reading Louisiana before I got even to particular. So it was like particular.
And as a side note, I've had to mute myself most of this time because my stomach is making so much noise.
Oh, no. Are you?
So at one point, the Patreon people, you probably saw me just like laugh for no reason, completely out of context. But I was muted. It sounds like there's a fucking frog in my stomach. I keep hiccuping. It's just so funny.
Do you need a snack?
I had a snack. Oh. That's the problem. In between the break, I had some French fries and now my stomach is... Which is funny because of the episode we're going to do in a little bit on worst ways to die in the Baroque era. It's going to be
so exciting.
Yeah. So anyways, Patreon, sorry about my face.
Also sorry about my face. That reminds me of where we recorded Rasputin. And I'm like, I'm the one doing the talking. And it's just, I'm like trying to talk over it, like trying to like suck in my stomach. And it was just like,
these are the realities of podcasting.
Yeah, it's real.
Oh, sorry. I just had to put that out there.
No, that's okay. Now I know. And now I'm going to not giggle at you. Trying to also giggle at you knowing. So, particularly, we're there.
The record goes on to say, and this is when they start really mentioning Henry Methvin, because he was associated in the last times of their time in the criminal world. Henry, of course, was associated with the Methvin family of Louisiana, and they were already in the light of the FBI's attention, let's just say. They did a lot of stuff too. And they were kind of the reason why things went down for Bonnie and Clyde initially, just how it led up to that. The FBI agents, it goes on to say, they found that Bonnie and Clyde had been driving a stolen car in New Orleans. And so this is when things really started to go down. The chase was on. On April 13th, 1934, an FBI agent obtained information that placed Bonnie and Clyde in a remote section southwest of that community, and the Methvins' home was not that far away, and the agents learned of visits there by Bonnie and Clyde. Special agents in Texas had learned that Clyde and Bonnie had been traveling from Texas to Louisiana, sometimes accompanied by Henry Methvin. Henry Methvin had his own things going on. It should also be noted at this time that they were being hunted down by a Texas Ranger. And that's saying something.
They don't fuck around either.
No, no. They make Chuck Norris look like a Disney movie in real life. Just so you know, he may have been Walker Texas Ranger, but oh man. Yeah. Let's just say they don't fuck around. So the FBI and local law enforcement authorities in Louisiana and Texas concentrated on apprehending Bonnie and Clyde even more so now. They have more forces on this case. It was learned that Bonnie and Clyde, with some of the Methvins, had staged a party at Black Lake, Louisiana on the night of May 21st, 1934, and were due to return to the area 2 days later. If they wouldn't have returned, they may have gotten away with more shit. The last record from the FBI account on this particular side of their rapport was, quote, before dawn on May 23rd, 1934, police officers from Louisiana and Texas concealed themselves in bushes along the highway near Sales, Louisiana. In the early daylight, Bonnie and Clyde appeared in an automobile, and when they attempted to drive away, the officers opened fire. Bonnie and Clyde were killed instantly. At the time they were killed, Bonnie and Clyde were believed to have committed 13 murders and several robberies and burglaries. Clyde was suspected for murdering two police officers at Joplin, Missouri. He was also suspected of kidnapping a man and a woman in a rural Louisiana area. He released them near Waldo, Texas. Numerous sightings linked this pair to bank robberies and automobile thefts. Clyde allegedly murdered a man in Hillsboro, Texas, committing robberies in Lufkin and Dallas, Texas, murdered one sheriff and wounded another at Stringtown, Oklahoma, kidnapped a deputy at Carlsbad, New Mexico, stole an automobile at Victoria, Texas, attempted to murder a deputy at Wharton, Texas, committed murder and a robbery at Abilene and Sherman, Texas, committed murder at Dallas, Texas, abducted a sheriff in the chief of police at Wellington, Texas, and committed murder at Joplin and Columbia, Missouri. End of report. End quote. Oh, I could take a breath.
They had a rap sheet.
Oh, definitely. Nobody was losing their job in the filing department at the FBI agencies.
Yeah.
They were busy. Bonnie and Clyde lived a very fast life, and they met their end just as quickly. In the documentary that was put on by the American Experience about Bonnie and Clyde, at the end, they stated, for over 2 years, the country had been transfixed by their illicit romance and violent crime spree that left a trail of dead bodies in its wake. Though their exploits were romanticized, Bonnie and Clyde and their Barrow gang were believed responsible for at least 13 murders and numerous robberies and kidnappings. And while they were just a small-time criminals compared to very well-known gangsters who were the centerpieces of the J. Edgar Hoover's most wanted list, they held the attention of many Americans. End quote. Yeah, they left quite the legacy behind them. They left a very lasting impression on a lot of people. Their fame would grow outside of America after the 30s, but they remain a very big staple in American history. So we are going to talk now about macabre morsels, which I tried keeping the content as report-like as possible because this shit is crazy. If you guys are like, why didn't you tell us what happened to him at East Him? I'm going to tell you now. And just trigger warning here, okay? It's quite graphic. Clyde drove without his shoes on most of the time. He just drove in his socks. And that's because one of his big toes and another toe were cut off at East Him. He reported it as an accident while he was working in the labor fields. But remember I told you he had asked one of his friends he had made, one of the other inmates, do it so he could get out of the hard labor. He would walk with a limp the rest of his life because obviously there wasn't a lot of nice tools to use to do a clean cut. He knew that if he did this, he would get out of a lot of the work. And he didn't know that his mom had already gotten a parole release for him. And literally 2 days after he had the inmate do that to his foot, he got out. Yeah, that's how desperate he was. That's how bad of a place East Him was. I couldn't find how the inmate had done it. I don't know if we really want to go into that.
Yeah, I think we could probably use our imaginations. And yeah. I'm sure it was awful.
Uh-huh. Especially after walking with a limp the rest of your life, you know that's not even. There's some weird scar tissue and stuff going on for sure. So him and Bonnie would eventually be limping together on their escapades, and that didn't slow them down. They kept going. Another morsel for you. As we know, Bonnie wrote poetry, and that stemmed back from her school days, actually. And she continued to write the rest of her life. Little segments, letters, poetry. It was fueled by movies and books and magazines that she loved to see and read. She was a dreamer, for sure. And she wanted her life to be like the movies. so much that while she was working as a waitress at Hargraves, she actually paid for glamour shots. You can find them. I believe in one of the FBI archives you can find them, but they are, you can find them online. She was gorgeous. She had sent these headshots to Hollywood along with some letters requesting work. And they were, of course, never returned to her, but that she had always wanted to be an actress. Bonnie also, something else to note, she died with her wedding ring on her finger. That wedding ring wasn't from Clyde. That was from Roy Thornton. They never were divorced. She just kind of ignored him. Like, she, it was clear that she still thought about him, but they were only ever separated. And that ring always stayed on her finger. So
That's interesting.
Which I don't know why, because it seems like her and Clyde had a very strong connection, like more than her and Roy ever did. But yeah, I don't know.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going into the stealing aspect, they never stole more than $1,500 at a time. That was the biggest amount they ever did. So it's
that
not
was
like
their one big score. Rest was just nickel and dime kind of.
Yep. Which is crazy. Right?
Yeah.
Especially look at John Dillinger and Al Capone and stuff. And then you see Bonnie and Clyde and it's, you know. So some logistics on that final event. Their getaway car was shot more than 130 times. FBI documents said that they were both killed instantly based on the impact and the reports from the ones who were firing the shots. Another interesting fact, speaking of tattoos, so Bonnie had a tattoo, as we know. So did Clyde. He had a tattoo on his left arm that said USN because as a teenager, Barrow tried enlisting in the U.S. Navy, but he received a medical rejection due to some lingering illnesses that he had as a child. So he never did actually make it in, but he wanted to. And so he had tattooed that before he even got in.
Imagine how different his life would have been.
Right? Oh, exactly. If he would have gotten in, would he have just gone on to live that sort of life, and would Bonnie have eventually become part of Hollywood? Makes you wonder.
Parallel universe. Imagine right? What that would be like. Yeah.
One of the crimes that Clyde committed with his brother Buck was stealing a truck that was loaded full of turkeys. I thought that was really funny. Bonnie and Clyde robbed more mom and pop shops than they did banks or bigger businesses. Which makes sense with the amounts that they stole, but that's something to keep in mind. A lot of people think that it was just one bank after the other, and that's just not the case. This fact I'm about to tell you is very macabre, and we have seen it before, but I did not know this about this case because I didn't realize there were so many people there. People tried to take things from the final gruesome crime scene. Surprise, surprise. Some went to very extreme lengths to get souvenirs, cutting pieces off of the duo as the bullets were still hot. So where are these people hiding? Are they in the bushes with the policemen? Like, what the shit? Yeah. One man tried cutting off one of Clyde's ears.
Oh, my God.
Another guy tried taking one of his fingers before policemen got involved. They weren't able to stop everyone, though. And we don't know exactly everything that was taken. But one account that we know for sure of somebody they couldn't stop was a gentleman, which he's not a gentleman. We're just going to say a man successfully cut some of Bonnie's hair off and part of her dress that was bloodstained and got away with it. Yeah. And it's so that's floating out there somewhere. After the two were killed, the vehicle, which would become known as the death car, toured fairgrounds to show as an example for anti-crime lectures. And this is unfortunate. In some cases, both Bonnie and Clyde's mothers toured with the death car in a sideshow-esque attraction. I don't think that's very fair. And I can't imagine how difficult that would have been because it's that was your child that was killed. And like, obviously, there was a lot of conflict at home about what they were doing. But it was obvious that both of their moms were very torn up that this is the life that they chose. And so I can't imagine just adding insult to injury with, I can't imagine that. I don't think that was very right. The car, if you're wondering, is now located at a casino called Whiskey Pete's Resort, which is located near Las Vegas. You can still go visit it. Yeah, it's traveled throughout the years, but this is where it's resting now, which is very interesting. There's a lot of replica cars that go around to different fairs, like Angel and Brenda were at, and they had mentioned that in Louisiana, they do that every year. There's a bunch of replica cars throughout the United States. Bonnie and Clyde are not buried together, as we had mentioned before, despite their wishes. Some of their relatives went to quite great lengths to get them buried together. We do have an update on this. I did some digging. The last update we have is from January of last year in 2024. Both Rhea and Buddy, the niece and nephew, Bonnie and Clyde, we're trying to make this happen. There is a fund page out for this, and there's an organization in place that they're trying to get Bonnie moved. There are no other updates. It apparently was being looked into and upon approval or close to approval. So we'll see what happens in the next few years. But currently, they are still buried in separate cemeteries 9 miles apart from each other. Bonnie's niece, Rhea Lee Linder, and Clyde's nephew, Buddy Barrow, still try to keep their stories and history alive. And like Angel and Brenda said, they do travel around the country. They do interviews. They've written books. They've done documentaries. They try to keep the story straight because there's a lot of legend and rumor out there about Bonnie and Clyde that aren't true. One of those being that Bonnie was actually pregnant and had Clyde's child. That is not true. So that's just one easy rumor to get off of the plate right now. There's a lot of things that have been said about them over the years that just aren't true. So the two of them are doing a great job by spreading the truth and keeping those stories straight for history's reasons. Bonnie and Clyde still influence American culture today with references in TV shows, music, movies, just to name a few. The most recent movie involving Bonnie and Clyde came out in 2019 called The Highwaymen, starring Kevin Costner, Woody Harrelson, and Kathy Bates. Have you seen it?
I have.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's on my list now. I think I need to watch it after this.
Oh,
yeah. What a life. Short, fast, craziness. Now that we've come to the end of the episode, I want to get your thoughts on this because Bonnie and Clyde were sensationalized for sure. They gained a big picture. They were kind of, people just assumed that they were robbing a bunch of big banks for big amounts of money. And it's just, it's simply not the case. a lot of people discuss the fact that, you know, first of all, that was almost 100 years ago. And we kind of are seeing some reflection in our current times with how the economy seems to be going. But I think, you know, especially nowadays, we can maybe see why people were turning to this back at that time and why it did become so sensationalized. So I wanted to get your thoughts on it. Do you think that this lifestyle for them was kind of birthed out of what they thought was necessity?
100%.
Yeah. Especially since, I mean, look at Bonnie. Like, she was a dreamer. She wanted to get to Hollywood to be an actress. But you got to have money to do that.
Yeah. She got famous in a different way. For sure.
Definitely outliving a lot of the big name actors and actresses at the time in Hollywood, for sure.
People were doing a lot of desperate things at that time. And, you know, like you said, we could have an entirely separate episode on that. I mean, people were selling their own kids.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So a lot of desperate things just to try to survive. And the fact that they were hitting the mom and pop shops, you know, and sadly, like, people did lose their lives because they felt like they were forced to make those decisions, unfortunately. But by them not going for the big banks and stuff, it makes you look at things a little bit differently. Like, they were trying to do what they could to survive with the least amount of impact. Didn't go that way, but...
Right. Yeah, and I mean, you can totally see that in the reports and how it just escalated, because they definitely were not... I mean, some gangsters at that time were out to kill. Like, they were more cold-blooded. But you could tell that wasn't the case for Bonnie and Clyde. You know, some of the Barrow gang was definitely out there for more of the crazy stuff. But you could tell that it was just to get by. And it wasn't anything to try to hurt people physically. So, yeah, they're definitely they kind of stand alone in their own category, in my opinion, in that sense. And of course, like, I agree with Angel in her message in the beginning. It does not justify the crimes. Obviously, we don't condone that on the show at all. Robbery, stealing, or any other crimes, murder, etc. We don't condone that on the show. But I think it's easy to just see why their lives led to where they did. And then Clyde being so influenced by Buck.
Yeah.
You know, Buck was doing that since Clyde was just a tiny little tot, you know?
Yeah. And if he saw him doing something different.
Yep.
That wouldn't have maybe even entered his mind, you know?
He wanted to be a musician.
Yeah.
And it's, imagine where that could have gone, or, you know.
Bonnie wanted to be an actress. He wanted to be a musician. It's fun. It's interesting. I didn't know that about them.
Yeah. I know. I thought that was so cool because, yeah, maybe she would have been in Hollywood. Maybe he would have been in Louisiana. It's just like a very weird thing. And, you know, they both came from Texas in some smaller towns. They weren't necessarily that far away from each other. They were about the same age. And so it's crazy how things happen, for sure. Yeah. Listeners, what do you think? That's the debate for you. Let us know in all of the ways that you can reach us. Let us know what you think. Do you think that they were kind of doing it for the fun of it? Or do you think that part of it was because of necessity and that they were so young? They wanted something different out of life. And yeah. Angel, Brenda, great freaking topic choice. Thank you to the fam for voting this as the You Pick episode. We really appreciate it. Angel had brought up a good point in the beginning too, that, you know, not all stories are black and white. And it's really interesting to dig into what we do on the show, because we get to see things from a different standpoint. And I know that, you know, we're not at the technical end of the season yet, but just in the time that we've been doing the show, I've learned so much from the things that we've talked about. It is insane. I mean, we think that things were better back in the day, or things were different. They weren't different. They just have a different face. They're the same thing. And it's a very interesting journey that we've been on, for sure. So with that, listeners, thank you so much for coming to hang with us today. We really appreciate it. We freaking love you guys. Again, a very big thank you to Angel. Those resources, thank you. You freaking rock. Brenda, you too. It's good to see you guys over there on the Facebook group. Thank you for sending your pictures in from visiting the fairgrounds where you got to witness the reenactment. Those were really freaking cool. And all of the artifacts and the things that you've seen in Louisiana for the fair, it was phenomenal. We really appreciated that. Thanks for sharing that with us. And we can't ever tell you enough how much we are appreciative of all of you. So thank you so much. And let us know what you think. But hey, we're just around the corner for season 3. We're almost there. But that doesn't mean that you can't still submit topics that you would like to hear about, because we're amping up, all right? So keep it coming. Just because the why is for you pick episodes done doesn't mean we're going to stop taking recommendations. So keep them coming. They've been excellent. I've been keeping tabs, okay? It might not seem like it, but I am. I'm writing shit down, all right? So stay tuned. And as always, have fun. Be safe. Be kind, and we will shock you later.
Ah,
bye.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.